This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. And this is going to be fun. You're stuck with me today. You are stuck with me. My name is Brian Finale. I'm one of the co-founders and CEO of My Lead System Pro. And I've been doing this in the trenches with this family, with this community, with this vision since 2008. And I am honored, blessed, and just humbled to be working with so many industry leaders. The talent that we have attracted is just, I really do just take a step back pretty much every day and just be very, very grateful for what we're doing. We've attracted some of the best software developers on top of that in terms of creating the best solutions. It's just, we're doing it. We're doing the thing. We're changing the industry. We're creating success stories, man. And it's all coming to fruition with some of the next developments with sites. And you guys will see in quarter four here, we're really going to be taking everything to a whole new level. And just welcome. Welcome to the Wake Up Call Podcast. Today's topic, I'm just going to dive right in, is comparing yourself to others. This is a death. It's a death wish. It really is. If you find yourself comparing yourself to others, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. When I got started back in 2005, when I saw people with money, or if I saw the fancy hot cars driving around, or you drive by the mansions, guess what I felt? It was like envious. I got a little bit depressed. I got a little bit angry. I was like, screw them. Look at them. Look at all. I thought that maybe they were bad people because they had money, or that they had stolen or hurt someone to get that. I'd grown up, money doesn't grow on trees, all that fun stuff, go to work or get the job for 40 years, retire, play safe, all that good fun stuff and all that programming. And here's what happens. If you see a post on Facebook from a guy like Aaron Parker, who just banked, that's not important. He hit L5, one of our biggest leadership levels. Or if you see, someone like Diane Hawkman posting some success stuff, or Lisa Torres, right? Guys, if you take a step back and really believe, I'm sure you were on Facebook yesterday. If you saw someone post an income claim or someone getting results with their business, what did you feel? Because really three things happen in that moment. One of three things. You can either get depressed and feel depression, feel sadness. You can either get angry, like envious, like pissed off, like I was when I was young, 22, 23 years old, flat broke, musician, had no idea what the hell I was doing. My mind was so messed up. And luckily, I was only 23 years old. I hadn't had 50 years of that programming, so it was a little bit easier to unwire than most, I would guess, I would assume. So we've got depressed, angry. What do you think the third one is? It's this. You only have three options. The third one, in my opinion, is transform. You transform. And I truly mean that. I mean you physically transform. You go to events and you see the guys on stage, and if you see them talking about, some of the money they've made or the impact they've had, and if you feel depressed or angry, you are screwed. You are screwed. You cannot become that which you despise. You want to get on the stages. You want the homes. You want the cars. You want the travel. You want the time with family. The only option you have on this phone right now, my beloved family, I truly mean that, the members that I dearly care about, the one who are doing the thing inside of My Lead System Pro and truly wanting to help people, you've got to transform. You've got to, in that moment, like literally guard your thoughts like a hawk, and you can transform in that moment. And first off, congratulate that success and be grateful, be happy for that individual. That's the only thing you can do. And you have to physically transform inside. Like in that moment, in that belief, you catch yourself maybe going back to the old thought, the old belief pattern of you being envious or just playing small and just thinking, getting depressed at the idea that someone's more ahead of you. You have no idea what that person went through to get there. You've got one person that you can ever, ever compare yourself to. Ever. If you ever want to move forward in life, you can only. And I'm guilty as anyone who may be on this line at comparing and getting pissed off and angry at other success in the beginning. I didn't know how this whole thing worked. I didn't understand the mind. I didn't understand how to attract wealth and success and how to just play, how to play the game of life and be happy. The only person you ever, ever, ever can compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. That's it. That is the only person. As an MLSP member, as an entrepreneur, I want this to hit home, and I want you to take this away. This is the death blow. This is, if you don't play this way, you will fail. You will struggle. You will spin your wheels, and you will eventually burn out and fail. Okay? You've got to, when you see these success stories, you know, I want you to put yourself in those moments again. When you see that stuff on Facebook or you go to the events, and just think about what you feel. Right? You better start being very, very excited about those wins and successes, because trust me, how in the world are you going to attract that? How are you going to become that person if you're throwing rocks at that person? If you're throwing rocks at the one on stage doing the selling, if you're throwing rocks at the ones on the webinar selling something to you, if you're throwing, you know, rocks at the guys with the cars or the girls with the mansions and all the time and the freedom and the successful businesses, if you despise that, how in the world you can't? It's an inner conflict that you can't become the person that you want to become if you play the emotions of depressed or angry when you see that. But you know what you can do is take control of your life and transform in that moment and catch yourself. Catch yourself and start celebrating those wins with those people. You got to. And guys, if there is a shred, an ounce of that anger or that sadness or depression or envious feeling or jealousy or whatever, when you see someone else's success, stop it right now. It is killing you. It is killing your bank account. It is killing your family. It is killing your growth opportunity, your impact. You want to impact people? You want to get your product out? Stop it. Stop comparing yourself to anyone other than who you were. Not even yesterday, who you were before you dialed into this wake-up call. Because you know what? It can happen in a moment. Change. It really can. Guys, the change happens in a moment. What takes forever is getting ready to change. That's the bullshit. That's the garbage. But screw that. Do it now. Change. Change. You want one of the biggest secrets? Find out why you want. Why are you doing this? Right? Make it an absolute 100%. Like an all-in decision that you're going to do this thing. You're going to get rid of some of the old habits, the old beliefs, the old patterns that are keeping you broke. Because that's what they are doing. They are keeping you stuck, chained to the past, these emotions, as you compare yourself to others. And in that same thought, my goodness, you have so much talent and ability and knowledge at your fingertips inside of My Lead System Pro. If you're getting, and I see this all too often, I get inboxes, hundreds of them. We get thousands of support tickets saying that, you know, hey, I just got my first couple of leads today, but. That's the most disempowering word ever, by the way, the word but. Right? Because I know what's good. Right when I read that, I know what's coming. Because here's the awesome thing that happened. I got my first couple of leads ever today through my own self-branded funnel, but, okay, and what do you think's next? But, you know, I haven't hit the 10 or 20 leads a day yet. I haven't gotten the $1,000 day yet. I haven't, you know, been able to fire my boss yet. I haven't been able to, you know, speak on stage, or I haven't hit the big numbers yet. Where is their focus on? It's all on the lack. Watch yourself. That's it, guys. I've heard 80% psychology. I think it's way more like 95% psychology. The mechanics, go watch April's video, the training from last night. If I could teach a monkey to speak English, I could put him in front of that video. They could hit record on Periscope, link up the apps with Facebook, and start doing a Periscope. That is not the hard part. The execution part, the psychology, the actual doing it is the X variable. Everyone's got the same access inside of My Lead System Pro to everything. Why do some quit? Why do some never get any leads? Why do some fail? And why then, on the flip, do others come in, work for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and be able to fire their boss? because the system, the tools, they're the same. In fact, it's getting better. If you're starting right now, you have a way better system than those who started back in 2008 with us. My goodness. So it's actually improved. The only thing that is the changing variable is you. Right? So you got to be very, very careful at these thoughts that we are, that we're letting run our life. And if you find yourself physically, you know, when you hop on Facebook today later, and I'm sure you'll see a couple, you know, success stories. If you're in the MSP group, they're all over the place. Just, and it's not really about the money, just people saying they're really excited about what they just learned, or they got their first couple of leads, or maybe they just signed up their first couple of reps, and they're getting it. You know, it's clicking for them, and you're stuck. You feel like, and by the way, that's all, you know, are you really stuck? What does that even mean? Again, that's where your focus is on. It's where the lack is. Right? If you're getting a couple leads a day, what if you just made a distinction and a switch? Like, that's where the focus, instead of all the stuff you haven't gotten yet, like maybe you haven't been able to fire boss, or you haven't hit the $10,000 a month, or you see Bill and Michelle raking in, you know, hundreds of leads a day, but you are not there yet, but that's where your focus is. What do you think that's going to lead to? That's just more doubt, more struggle, more anxiety, more not enough, more lack. Guys, how in the world, as an abundant person, which is who you want, I know that's who you're committed to being if you're on this wake-up call, you don't get to feel that. An abundant person they don't feel lack. It's not in the DNA. You can't do it. And an abundant person, the person you want to become, 10 grand a month or whatever the goal is for you, you don't get to feel lack anymore. I'm going to push you off the cliff today, and you're going to figure out the parachute on the way down. You get to say bye-bye to that emotion. And whenever you start feeling it come up, it's up to you to take personal responsibility for that and extinguish it forever. You don't get to feel it anymore. Say bye-bye. If you want to conjure it up one more time and get that broke feeling and that lack mentality, that feeling, that emotion that you've conditioned your body to, and it's so anchored in your psychology and in your inner core, sure, bring it up one more time. Get the feeling going. Say, yeah, it's nice, it's normal, it's comfortable. You know, shit, you've been feeling it for years. It feels good. It definitely fulfills a whole bunch of the needs, you know, that you've been programming and reprogramming for years. Feel it, all the lack, all the stuff you don't have, all the bank account that's not full, all the car that's not, you know, it's falling apart, all the bills you can't pay. Get it up. Feel it one last time, because this will be the last time you will ever feel it, ever. And burn the boat. Burn the boat. What are you doing? When this feeling comes up ever again, just acknowledge it and put it out in front of your face. Just imagine that feeling, just taking it from your body. And you are not that feeling. Separate yourself from that. Comparing yourself to others, staying broke, the lack. And when you feel that, physically believe, see, imagine you taking that emotion and putting it out in front of you. That can't be you anymore. You want to play big, you want to build a business, you want to lead a tribe of followers, you know, build a company of millions of dollars and get and just change the world. You can't feel that anymore. It's done. You don't get to play that game anymore. You want to play big, or do you want to go home? You want to play cautious, small, you know, still be in that job next year and get the results you're getting right now, well, then you can open that gate and let that emotion in whenever you want. If you want to transform, you want a better life, you want to have an impact, create an impact, change people's lives, get better, get bigger, get stronger, that gate has to stay closed. That emotion is not you anymore. You've got to say goodbye to that right now, or it will be the death blow, and you won't go anywhere. I've done it. It took me years to figure this out, and I'm not perfect. I still work on this daily, but now that you know one of the huge secrets to happiness, to success, to wealth, to business, you can't be that emotion anymore. And when you see the success this week, or when you see it, shoot, I'm going to post something right on Facebook right after this call and say that some huge win. And it may not be huge to you. It's something that maybe I did. Okay? And when you see it, what comes up? What comes up for you right there in that instant, in that moment? What feeling? Because if it's anything other than you transforming and feeling and using leverage, using that testimony or that success to get better and be inspired and transform in that moment, if you feel any anxiety, anger, depressed, you know, pissed off, jealous, stop it. You right there, stop. If you see that at all ever again, it is holding you back and it is killing you. It is killing you and your family. But now you know. And you are 100% responsible for where you are right now. And 100% responsible for how you use what I just told you. Sadly, I'm not over your shoulder watching your thoughts with you. This is on you. You hold the keys. And that's the most exhilarating, freeing, liberating feeling ever. Can also be one of the most daunting. You don't have a boss anymore. Well, if you do, you're on your way out. And you have to step up. You have to become the leader. And you've got to start taking control. If you ever feel this, ever feel this, stop it. From experience, from someone who literally was $30,000 in debt back in 2006 or 7 to multi-million dollar business, I am telling you one of the biggest secrets is what I just shared over the last 15 minutes. And this isn't hyper fluff, you know, fairy dust. This is strategy. This is how the brain works. This is how life works. You physically can't be an abundant person and have any thought of lack. You can't do it. You physically can't do it. You can't attract it. You can't be it. If you have 1 ounce of lack, if you have those thoughts, you can't become the person you want to become. You cannot become that which you despise. And I don't remember if that was Tony or Les or who I got that from, but what I think is one of the most impactful quotes that I heard when I first got started in personal development, and it's so simple, it was Henry Ford, and I'm sure you've heard it. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. It's all psychology. It's up to you. It's your belief system, your model of the world, your rules that you make up, and the feelings that you let in, the programming that you let control and run your life. Stop the bullshit. Stop it right now. Make a change right now. Draw a line in the sand and never let those emotions, now that you are consciously aware of that, it will change your life. Sadness, depression, anger, when you see other people's success, stop. Stop it. That's the takeaway. Don't do that. Don't do that anymore. Rather, start celebrating those. Truly, and I mean at an inner core level, not just, oh, you know, that's cool. Celebrate that. People are doing what you want to be doing. It's inspiring. People are firing their boss. I know hundreds of people personally who have fired their boss this year. People are doing it. Don't get pissed at that. Celebrate it. That's who you want to become, right? You don't get to play the other card anymore if you truly want to break free and take control of your life and build the business of your dreams, which you can. And I'll leave you with one last quote. My favorite quote, I think, on the planet is this. The most powerful force on earth is the human spirit on fire. The most powerful force on earth is the human spirit on fire. I believe there is nothing that you or I or a human being committed to the outcome. If you are committed, there is nothing you can't achieve. And I truly believe that. And I'm sitting here on my deck of my million-dollar home, looking out, feeling extremely crazy grateful from a guy a couple years ago who couldn't even pay his, I was eating French fries at the bar I was working at for my nourishment because I couldn't afford the $5 tip I made. I saw a Google ad. I didn't use that on food. I used that to fund and fuel my business. So I would eat French fries. That was lunch. And by the way, those were free. Those were the ones they were about to throw out. Those weren't like the fresh ones. Those were the ones that they were about to throw in the garbage because I didn't want to pay for lunch because that $5 tip I just got at Ruby Tuesday was I saw an ad. If I could get one or two leads, maybe I could, you know, grow a little bit. Maybe I could learn something. Maybe I could, you know, help some people. At that point, I was thinking maybe I could make a sale. A little bit different. That was me. The greatest most powerful force on earth is the human spirit on fire. All right, guys, I'm going to unmute. I'm going to hop over on Facebook, and I'm going to put something that I did, some success, and as a test. And I want you to let me know what feeling comes up for you. And I don't, I mean, guys, and this is a growth experience. Like, this is a journey. If something immediately comes up to you, like, oh, well, screw, you know, he has a company, he has money now, you, like, stop it. That's what, like, let's see what comes up for you, and let's change it. All right? And take nothing other from this week other than that thought. It will change your life. And if you actually start guarding your thoughts and becoming aware of what's going on up there in terms of comparing yourself to others and the emotions we let in when we see other people's success. I'm going to unmute. Let me know if you guys got any value.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.